Michigan law is clear. Every county is supposed to file an annual report with the state spelling out crimes committed by concealed handgun holders. These reports were ordered by lawmakers. The idea? The reports would make it easier to take away the permits of any concealed gun holder who broke the law. So why are some counties not filing the mandated reports? John Barnes has been digging into this for M Live. John, how many counties broke the law?
Last year alone, 11 counties broke the law. That's out of 83 in the state of Michigan. And they were as large as Kalamazoo County and Livingston counties, and as small as some upper peninsula counties. But that's 11 out of 83. And consistently, over recent years, we have noted that some years more counties break the law and some years less counties break the law. It seems to be on the uptick again.
John, specifically, who's dropping the ball? Who's generally responsible for filing the report, or does it vary by county?
It varies, but generally it's the prosecutor. Sometimes that is delegated to county clerks, but these are all elected officials. And they work it out between themselves on who is going to be responsible for filling that mandate. And there are varying degrees of compliance with that law.
And what reasons are being offered?
Unfunded mandate. There's arguments over that because there is money supplied in concealed weapon permits that are supposed to be used by counties for doing this very thing that we're talking about. But mostly it's that, or it's just another thing that they have to do that nobody cares about in Lansing.
What does it mean to the public, do you think, to not have, in last case, 11 counties failing to report the crime by concealed gun holders?
When we overhauled the laws in 2001 to make it easier to get a concealed weapon permit, the government also made it more secretive on who had those permits. In exchange for that secrecy, they said that we will do annual reports on who is breaking the law so the public knows whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. And since then, it's been wildly erratic on the reporting by the counties on this annual state report that comes out.
And at the same time this is going on, we're seeing a huge increase in concealed gun permits, right? I mean, you had a figure in your MLive piece that shows, boy, from 2011 to 2013, we have seen a big jump.
Oh, about 50% in that one year. About 1 in 16 Michigan adults has a concealed permit. That doesn't mean they're always carrying. That means they can carry. And in exchange for that, they have to pass various background tests and are generally very law-abiding citizens, though some not necessarily, and that's what the annual reports are supposed to disclose. But yes, in Michigan, concealed ownership is way up.
So more people having concealed gun permits, and anywhere from 14 to 11 counties not following the law and filing these reports. What's being done to nudge the non-compliant counties to get on the stick?
You know, Cindy, not a lot. And when the lawmakers enacted this law, they did not provide a penalty for counties that did not comply. What you see are some extreme examples of people who commit heinous crimes who continue to hold their own gun permits, even though they're in prison. They're not going to get out. They are, we documented a quadruple murderer who still had his gun permit. In actuality, he's never going to get out, but he still has a gun permit.
And that says something, I think, to people who are kind of looking at this and shaking their heads.
Well, it's about a process. And the process in the state, I have some well-intentioned individuals who wrote it in who would like to see the law followed, but there are many laws in Michigan that are non-enforceable in the sense that there's not a criminal charge or a fine. It's just you must do, you shall do, but if you don't do, we have no power.
John Barnes' recent story for M Live looked at the fact that some counties in Michigan are failing to report crimes by concealed gun holders. John, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Cindy. I appreciate it.